Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
All right, let's do it. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins.
Yep.
David, I'll just say your line. What a time to be alive.
Yeah, dude, this is crazy, right? There's so much popping in the news right now, and it's just some of it's funny. Some of it is unbelievably dark.
Yeah. So I'm guessing you want to start with dark.
Yeah, well, you know, you always try to start with the serious stuff and then end on the lighter note, right?
That's
the basic theory of broadcasting. So Lindsay Clancy is a woman who strangled her three young children to death a few years ago, and she was, like, hearing voices, supposedly, suffering postpartum psychosis. She's bipolar. She, at the time, tried and failed to kill herself as well. Her murder trial has been going on for the last couple of weeks. Jurors were sent home early after just, like, an hour of testimony today. The judge says, well, expect a longer day tomorrow.
Okay.
The crazy side story here, because I get the intrigue. I mean, this is a horrible thing that occurred.
My goodness, yes.
But there are women online and now showing up outside the courthouse in person who are saying that Lindsay Clancy, who strangled her three children to death, is the victim. Because, like, she was asking for help and didn't get it. And they're all like, well, I identify with that because motherhood is hard. Like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
There are people that had postpartum. They're like, I understand. And it's one thing to have the thought of maybe you could see where someone would lose their mind. But sure. To go out and rally?
Yeah, to go out and say, yeah, she shouldn't go to prison or she shouldn't be punished for this or really the husband's the bad guy in this. I mean, there's one lady who filmed herself watching the trial while holding her baby. And the caption was, same, Lindsay. No.
That's twisted.
This is a very, very mentally ill woman who murdered her children. Full stop. It's a tragedy. And I'm not saying that maybe she could have been helped along the way before it got to this point.
It seemed like she was sort of, you know, crying for help in different ways. And I know that the defense talked about that.
Yeah.
But still.
But this is not like, I don't want to say run of the mill, because I know postpartum depression is a real thing, and it's something that physically and just my basic DNA, I will never experience. I can't.
Right. Or the amount of drugs that they put her on.
Right. You just don't know what was going on. Right. But this is not run of the mill. Motherhood is really, really, really hard. We all know motherhood is really, really, really hard.
Yes.
This is a very mentally ill woman who murdered her children. But she's like a civil rights icon in the eyes of these weirdo women online. And they showed up to cheer her on outside the courthouse today. And this is the moment her defense attorney walked on by.
Yes. Wow.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
To anyone that's laughed at me when I say it's a spiritual battle in the country, I give you Exhibit A.
Yeah, you think about the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you've got leftists celebrating the death of Charlie Kirk. I don't know if you saw the video of some drag show.
I did.
Where they had a guy out there dressed like Charlie Kirk, and he's bleeding from the neck, and they're all having a great time.
Unreal.
That's evil, man. I don't understand how you get your kicks with that. But
the CEO shot in the back in cold blood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and yet there are people who are there packing the courtroom that are in that love him for what he did.
Yes.
I mean, it's crazy.
Yes.
Killing people. Yeah.
What do you think it is if you had to just chalk it up to something? Like we say 25 years ago, you couldn't have imagined the scenes that we're seeing now.
Yeah. I think a lot of it has to do with isolation, loneliness, and online culture, nihilism online.
I agree with you. And the way I understand it, and you can't, you know, just blame one social media entity, but TikTok seems to be the worst as far as perpetuating things that would destroy the country from within and just awful nihilistic thoughts.
Yeah.
And also targeting women.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you've read that sort of thing.
think psychology plays into it as well.
Yeah, especially social media. They understand the psychology. They understand how to hook you.
Right.
And then it's the algorithm that just keeps feeding it.
The world of psychology sometimes. That would all of a sudden, we're supposed to feel terrible for these people because they have a mental illness.
Oh, gotcha. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. And to think otherwise is just bad on your part. You know, I mean, David's right about the nihilism, though. It is at a fever pitch right now.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty dark.
It is dark. And
well, and I mean, we're also seeing a time where socialists are rising in the country.
Yes.
People are voting for socialists. And even within voting Democrats, overwhelmingly, they support socialism to capitalism.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and of course, if you're, clear thinking person, you would be thinking, were these people not taught about socialism around the world and what the end of that story always is?
No, they weren't.
Apparently not.
No, they weren't.
But switching to the CNN host that was getting personal with a DSA leader.
Yeah, I thought this was kind of remarkable. Co-chair of the Democrat Socialists of America, Ashiq Sadiq, was on CNN. The host, Boris Sanchez, drilled down on a statement his organization made last week. See, they praised Fidel Castro on what would have been his 100th birthday. 100 years of Castro.
Woo! Incredible leader.
And
organizer. Now, fantastic human.
I thought it was amazing because it was personal for Boris Sanchez, the CNN host, because his grandfather was part of Fidel's revolution. And as these things go, once the revolution was over, Boris Sanchez's grandpa got locked up.
Hmm. Well, yeah.
Fidel Castro locked my grandfather up, sentenced to 20 years for doing what you're doing now on live TV, for speaking his mind, for expressing himself freely, for trying to organize politically. So I wonder, again, how you think that lands with people who suffered under that dictatorship, who now you are trying to court as voters when your organization comes out and lauds 100 years of Castro. I don't think it would land well with them, Ashiq.
We're seeing many people in the United States who are struggling under massive inequality in the United States that's greater than it's been in over a century.
You okay, Scott?
God, here we go again. And what is it with these guys and their squeaky little voices? What is it with them? It's just the whole bunch of them. Yeah.
Okay, keep going.
Inequality in the United States is higher than it's been in the Gilded Age. We're now returning to something.
So putting out
that
a statement about Fidel Castro courts those people.
We want to expand democracy everywhere in the United States, in Cuba, and everywhere else. And that does not come at the barrel of a gun. It doesn't come at under the threat of economic blockade. Yeah. That only makes that limits democracy everywhere. Yeah. So if we want to improve
and
conditions
Fidel Castro
for Cubans,
was a beacon of democracy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that. I think that the revolution in Cuba led to an expansion of things like universal health care.
Oh, my God.
And then it goes back to what you said before, David. These people are dumb.
They are dumb. They're absolutely dumb. And part of the reason is because, again, a lot of these folks are highly educated at elite institutions, but they've never had to test their ideas in the actual public square.
Right.
I'm sure this guy sounds brilliant among his like-minded comrades.
Probably so.
And they think, wow, very well spoken. But the moment you get a pushback, well, healthcare.
That's true.
Oh, my gosh.
Twig Boys of America.
Yes. Yes.
Well, I don't know if you've seen the story, or a few stories actually, out of Los Angeles. There was a proposal, the LA City Council, talking about, having places for the homeless to go to have sex because they need privacy just like anybody else, right?
You're kidding. This is a joke.
You think I'm joking? I'll play you audio from the city council meeting. Okay, roll it. Go for it.
I'd like to propose that Los Angeles consider a pilot program for free hygienic sexual relief clinics, primarily serving the homeless and unhoused. This means equality. It means private sexual relief through masturbation or where appropriate and consensual with a partner, all funded by public tax dollars and managed with professional oversight. It's about allowing the homeless to have the same comforts and privacy that we have today.
Professional oversight.
Yes. It sounds like it's skit.
Hygienic sexual relief clinics is what they
call
them.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's nuts.
Like, holy cow. I was not prepared to get hit upside the head with that.
Yes. And 84 huts are already up.
Maybe.
Yes.
84 sexual relief huts?
Correct. That's the way I understand it. They were open Monday because that audio is from a couple weeks ago.
Oh, my God.
So the clinics are just huts?
But yes. As a matter of fact, the New York Post story, a village of tiny homes has sprung up on the outskirts of L.A. as the battle to house homeless people took a dystopian turn. The 84 huts, which are only 70 square feet. Well, they are tiny little homes.
Yeah,
what
that's
they look
plenty
like.
Of elbow room, I guess.
Oh, sure. And they had Karen Bass there for the grand unveiling. It's absolute insanity.
It just sounds like an Onion article.
I understand that.
It really does.
Yes. I totally understand what you're saying.
They were in a hut desert. So,
yes.
Welcome to Masturbation Mansion.
Well, and then they had this is a completely separate story of the public restrooms there. And people are like, someone come clean these. It's supposed to be the city that's cleaning these up, right? And it's not happening. And so they got a dude out there on the street that's saying, what are you seeing here? And you got different people going, this is like unbelievable. Somebody please come and clean these restrooms. Karen Bass, somebody.
Hi, Karen Bass. Can you do something about these public bathrooms that are supposed to be maintained by the city?
And who's responsible for this bathroom?
The city.
The city.
The city of Los Angeles. They put this here for the people to use this.
What should the city be doing?
Coming down here looking at this and get this right or tear this thing down and put some more workers in to clean this. Look at that. How can the people use this? You know, I'm letting disease just breathing in there.
Disease is breathing in there.
Well, let's absolutely believe that, too.
Oh, it is.
Hygienic Bowel Relief Clinics is next.
It's insanity, man. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, there's more from L.A., too. Oh. I think we're just scratching the surface.
Sexual relief clinic. All right.
It's no scratching stuff. That's nasty.
Oh,
yeah. And the five stories we're watching today coming right up.
I'm not one to say I told you so, but I switched to Pure Talk over a year ago, and ever since, I've been telling people there's no better wireless company out there. Well, a few months ago, a massive survey was conducted. 123,000 people were asked to rate their wireless carrier in four categories: coverage, support, data, and overall value. Well, the results are in. Guess which wireless company was the only wireless company to get 5 stars in every category? Yeah, Pure Talk. 5 stars. Every category. To celebrate, Pure Talk is offering the first 3 months of any plan for just $15 a month, including their top-tier unlimited plan. No contract, no commitment, just a very inexpensive way to test drive the only American wireless company with 5 stars in every category. Just dial #250, say micro, and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service will take it from there. Again, #250, micro. And yes, I told you so.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to get rid of? Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-970-3355. That's 800-970-3355. 800-970-3355.
Hi, this is Nicolas Cage. When you're a teenager, there are a lot of things going on that can produce stress and anxiety. The pressures of school, dating, and the future in general can seem overwhelming sometimes. But there are healthy ways to deal with stress, ways to reduce it and channel your energy in positive directions. And you don't have to do it alone. The Will Rogers Institute has a free booklet with some really helpful information.
For your free copy, visit WRInstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Hi, I'm Jeff Gordon. As a four-time NASCAR champion, nothing is more important to me than winning a race, especially the race to cure children's cancer. Each day, more than 40,000 children are undergoing cancer treatment at hospitals throughout the United States. CureSearch for Children's Cancer supports the research and treatment for 90% of those children. Only research cures children's cancer. Join the Jeff Gordon Children's Foundation in supporting this winning team. Get involved at CureSearch.org.
Cancer is a big idea for a small child.
She dreams of being a figure skater. We're trying to figure out what to do next.
Each school day, two classrooms of children are diagnosed with cancer.
The doctor said there's hope.
I'll be brave, Mommy.
If I could just take her place.
It's okay, Daddy.
Only research cures childhood cancer. Give today. You can help fund this life-saving research to conquer childhood cancer. Visit CureSearch.org today.
Hello, this is Michael Douglas. Pneumonia can be dangerous, especially for older people and for those who have diseases like asthma, emphysema, or chronic bronchitis. Fortunately, there's a vaccine that can immunize people against one of the most common forms of pneumonia. If you're over 60 or have a chronic lung disease, ask your doctor whether a pneumonia vaccine would be right for you. It could protect you from a serious illness or even save your life.
A message from the Will Rogers Institute. Visit us at WRInstitute.org. Asthma, chronic bronchitis, emphysema, tuberculosis. These pulmonary diseases affect millions of Americans daily, and if you already suffer from one of these ailments, then you're well aware of the problems that you face. For over 75 years, the Will Rogers Institute has provided health education and research for all. For more information, visit WRInstitute.org or call toll-free 877-957-7575 and find us on Facebook and Twitter, the Will Rogers Institute, since 1936. Kathy Ireland for the Will Rogers Institute.
Are you worried that your kids aren't spending enough time being physically active? The best fitness is family activity. Ride bikes, play soccer, or just take a walk through the neighborhood. The important thing is to get your children moving with you. For more information on family activities and fitness, call the Will Rogers Institute.
Call toll-free 877-957-7575 or visit WRInstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Powers or something. All right. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. You know what it's time for. The five stories we're watching today.
One, two, three, four, five.
Number five. In a bonkers turn of events, President Trump is apparently sitting down with his old fixer, Michael Cohen, for a podcast interview today.
That's unreal.
Cohen went scorched earth on Trump. Trump went scorched earth on him. Cohen went to prison. Trump's the president again. And, of course, Cohen was a star witness in the New York felony trial brought against Trump.
Well, this ought to be interesting.
Very much so, yes.
Wow, yeah.
It's kind of wild.
Do you think there's any chance Trump will win him over?
I think that's probably already happened, but Michael Cohen's always been a beggar. I know we got it. We're supposed to
exactly.
move on this segment, but I have to share the story again.
It is wild.
It was Michael Cohen's son's bar mitzvah.
Yes.
And he had been telling everybody that Donald Trump was going to speak. Donald Trump shows up like hours late and then
proceeds.
He had other stuff going on. He was a busy guy, but he made an appearance. Then he grabs the microphone on the stage and spends several minutes just roasting Michael Cohen in front of his son, his rabbi, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this begging me to be here.
He's begging me to be here. Oh, my gosh. All right.
Wow.
Number four, the FBI seized former Representative Eric Swalwell's electronics from him at the airport, and they also went after him and his D.C. home in this investigation over sexual misconduct allegations. At number three.
Man, that is big.
Oh, yeah.
It is big. Yeah, they met him at the airport, and that dork was like, what do we do? What about my boarding pass? It's all online. It's all on the app now. Number three, after the murder of that 42-year-old woman in Fairfax County at the hands of an illegal alien, it is now being reported half of the suspects in Fairfax County's eight 2026 homicide cases are in the U.S. illegally.
Gosh.
This is a problem.
Yeah. Yes.
Number two, President Trump announced what he called economic D-Day against Iran, warning that countries providing Tehran with financial support could face serious consequences. And then number one, admittedly, I am going to personal stereo the hell out of this countdown. This is my favorite story of the day. Gustavo Gordillo is the co-chair of the New York City Democratic Socialists of America. He's what I've referred to as Gay Gomez Adams.
Oh, yeah.
Got the pencil-thin mustache, all that. Mm-hmm. He claims that he's a union electrician. Here's the thing. The union put out a statement saying he failed his apprenticeship. They booted him because he wasn't showing up for work. And also, he didn't pay his dues. So
they
cut him off earlier this year. So if you're keeping score at home, the top socialist activist in New York City had his parents pay for his Yale degree. They also bought him a $1.5 million house in New York. He failed out of the only job he ever tried to work and didn't pay his bills.
You got fired from a union job.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that's not every day you hear that.
Yes. These socialists are mostly, the leadership is mostly downwardly mobile trust fund dorks.
Yes. You've been saying that for a long time.
Those are the top five stories that we're watching today.
And that's just big proof of that. Do you want more from L.A.?
I do.
Okay. L.A. also, we were talking about this earlier, because they've opened up these little huts for the homeless to go either have sex or, you know, pleasure themselves. Because they deserve privacy is what this one person was saying. They've also voted to allow homeless camps to reopen around city parks. Remember, they were finally going to clean up the city parks and finally get it out of there, you know, the kids and everything else. No, the council voted to allow people to set up camps and live in parks after a proposal by DSA council member Hugo Soto Martinez.
Mm.
And the council voted 10-3 in favor of lifting anti-camping restrictions at more than a dozen parks and public spaces across Hollywood.
It's unbelievable.
Silver Lake and surrounding neighborhoods.
They need the votes. They need the activists to go in there and have them fill out the registration and ballots.
Is that what it is?
I think so, yeah.
It's unreal.
As long as they knock before they enter the sugar shack.
You don't want to do that, yeah.
It does. It sounds like a joke that somebody made up when they were talking about it.
I'd like to propose that Los Angeles consider a pilot program for free hygienic sexual relief clinics, primarily serving the homeless and unhoused. This means equality. It means private sexual relief through masturbation or, where appropriate and consensual, with a partner.
Where are we?
Oh, boy.
More at What's Your Story coming up.
Peek-a-boo. Peek-a-boo. Smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby. I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
A dental sealant is a thin coating that's painted on teeth. It's a quick, easy, and painless way to help prevent cavities in children. Sealants prevent the most cavities when applied soon after permanent molars come in. That's about age 6 for first molars and age 12 for second molars. Sealants can protect against cavities for up to 9 years. They can be applied in dental offices or using portable dental equipment in community settings like schools. Although the number of children in the U.S. with sealants has increased over time, low-income children are 20% less likely to have sealants and twice as likely to have untreated cavities than higher-income children. Untreated cavities can cause pain, infection, and problems eating, speaking, and learning. Applying sealants in schools for low-income children could save millions in dental treatment costs. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
My name is Lola Silvestri, and I'm going to be 95 this year. I spend a lot of time in my backyard. I feed the birds and the bees. I love my flowers. The color in my garden keeps the pink of my cheeks. I was very independent and thought I could take care of myself. I fell and I had to have Meals on Wheels. I love them. They're my savior. And I look forward to volunteers because they've all become my friends.
It's Meals on Wheels.
America, let's do lunch.
1 in 6 seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Being around too much loud noise like a leaf blower or rock concert can cause permanent hearing loss. And once it's gone, you can't get it back. Hearing loss is the third most common chronic health condition in the U.S. Almost twice as many people report hearing loss as diabetes or cancer. The louder a sound is, and the longer you're exposed to it, the more likely it will damage your hearing. Repeated exposure to noise can cause stress, anxiety, depression, high blood pressure, heart disease, and many other problems. Hearing loss from loud noise at home and in the community can be prevented. Avoid noisy places. Use earplugs, protective earmuffs, or noise-canceling headphones when near loud noises. Keep the volume down when watching TV or listening to music and using earbuds or headphones. Get your hearing checked and ask your healthcare provider how to protect your hearing from noise. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
Heroin use and heroin-related overdose deaths are increasing among people from all walks of life in the United States. Most people are using it with other drugs, especially prescription opioid painkillers. Using heroin along with other drugs or alcohol compounds the risk of overdose. States play a key role in prevention, treatment, and recovery efforts. States can address the strongest risk factor for heroin addiction, addiction to prescription opioid painkillers, by improving prescribing practices. For people already addicted, states can improve access to substance abuse treatment services and expand access to naloxone, a drug that can reverse the effects of opioid overdose. Everyone can learn about the risks of using heroin and other drugs, get help for substance abuse problems, and learn how to recognize and respond to an overdose. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. All right, so your buddy Tallarico's back at it, David.
Yeah, my buddy. Oh, okay, yeah, sure. Well, this has to do with Carmelo Anthony.
I was obviously joking, but dang.
He really went hard there, didn't he?
I didn't know where that button is now.
Boom.
Well, this has to do with Carmelo Anthony. Carmelo Anthony is the dude who murdered Austin Metcalf at a high school track meet in suburban Dallas. He's been sentenced to 35 years in prison for, well, stabbing Metcalf in the heart and killing him.
Yeah.
And they're back in court today. They want a new trial, and so there's a hearing underway in the Collin County Courthouse. Because apparently it's racist to convict a black kid for stabbing a white kid in the heart.
Okay.
Yeah, you got the new Black Panthers out there saying,
not
yes,
surprised.
They need to let him go. Carmelo should be free.
Why?
It was self-defense or something. All right.
Yeah. Anyone that's filed the case knows that's the biggest bunch of nonsense
that's
ever been said.
Well, James Tallarico, the Democrat running for Senate in Texas, is trying to appeal to black voters by agreeing with that, it seems, because he's got some trouble with the black vote.
Yes.
Because, his former primary opponent said that the campaign was racist. Tallarico is a white supremacist.
Yeah.
And as we established yesterday, hates handicapped kids.
Yeah. He does.
He does.
We did, yeah.
Okay.
He made the Democrat pilgrimage to the radio show The Breakfast Club.
Yes.
Because, of course,
he was on with the fraud, Charlemagne the Fraud.
Yeah, and he was asked about the Carmelo Anthony case.
Awesome.
Texas, we see what happened with Carmelo Anthony, and you said it was a tragedy.
Yeah.
What did you mean by that?
Well, I've done a lot of work in the State House on justice reform, and right now we've got a system that doesn't serve all Americans equally, and we know
how
that black Texans have been have not gotten the justice they deserve in many cases. And
we know many cases. Mm-hmm. Can you give us two?
Yeah.
What exactly are you talking about? They don't do it.
Nope. You know, I'm not an expert on this particular case, but I know that there were no black members of the jury. And to me, that's the only evidence you need to really prove that this system is not working.
Oh, okay.
Or black Texans.
Got it. Listen, man, you could save all the nonsense and just go on there.
I love black people. I love black people.
Just do that song and dance. It's pretty much the same. It's about as authentic.
Well, it was really weird, though, watching. He was very fidgety in that interview because he kept checking to make sure his wallet was still in his pocket. He gets nervous around black people. He is a white supremacist, after all.
Oh, gosh.
He's twitchy anyway. He's just...
Well, dude, when you got to jump through hoops like that all the time and you can't be who you really are, that's got to be tough. And it's not working. Doesn't come off very well.
You don't want that until you're actually elected. Then you can release the who I really am card after that.
Well, I would love to see he and Pete Buttigieg
together,
just one after another, trying to convince black voters that they're okay and that they should vote for them. Because it's hilarious, both sides. I would want to see who would actually gain the trust more. If you had to bet on one, who would it be?
Oh, buddy. I'd probably say Pete Buttigieg.
I was going to say that, too, because I think he's a little smarter. Yeah.
Because, I mean, as long as you kept, you know, as long as you made sure that nobody knew that he was out of the closet, I think you would have a better job.
Well, I think
job.
That's kind of a given now, isn't it?
No, I know, but I'm also just saying he doesn't read as quote-unquote gay as Tallarico does.
Got it. Yeah. Okay.
Boy,
just a fun exercise.
Wow, what a pairing that is.
No kidding.
Holy cow.
A little earlier we were talking about Los Angeles and all these crazy ideas that they're implementing right now. You're having these little, tiny little homes where homeless people can go have sex or whatever, and because they deserve privacy. And 84 of these huts have gone up, and they're having the homeless build their camps again in the public parks and all of that. And Michael Schellenberger was on Fox to talk about some of this because he had a book out. This was like 5 years ago. I think he might mention it in one of the clips. And I remember it at the time, him talking about how they throw all this money at the homeless problem in all these big cities, and it only makes things worse. But they were talking about the public restrooms and what a disaster they are.
And this is what he had to say.
It's just really simple. I mean, they're being trashed by addicts, people with mental illness. They're going in there. They're using drugs together. They are having sex in there. They're extremely dangerous places. These are all just consequences of allowing large numbers of people to live on the streets in violation of anti-camping laws. California's passed 6832 legislation in 2024 that would crack down on fentanyl drug dealing. The governor has refused to fund it. This is insane. They literally will not enforce this law that we all passed. And so that's what you get. You get what you allow. If you allow addicts to take over your bathrooms, they're going to take over the bathrooms. If you create special places for them to have sex with each other, you're going to have a lot of rape. This is the reality. They know this perfectly well. Nobody can be surprised. This has been their policy for decades.
Okay, so the whole toxic empathy thing. Mm-hmm. Seems like they got to know by now. This doesn't work.
Right.
You can't tolerate it.
Aren't parks by design set up for families with recreational activities? Swing sets and picnic tables and other things that you can enjoy in a park, in a city park.
Some of these people want to repurpose the swing sets for other acrobatic.
It's like
sorts of activities,
like,
Scott.
I don't even understand.
These people deserve a space, too, to swing from things.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, turn it into a KOA with swing sets.
There's Schellenberger, too, just talking about big cities, because this is what happens.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's sort of never-ending. I think that it's about time we just sort of acknowledge, look, they're clearly out to destroy the cities. You can't call this unintentional. I mean, San Francisco, my book, came out 5 years ago. They know exactly what they're doing. As a former public safety director of Denver told me, you get what you allow. So if you allow street prostitution, if you allow sexual assault, people living in tents, open-air drug dealing, that's what you get. So I don't think you can call this sort of an unintended consequence of compassionate policies. They're just openly wrecking their cities.
Yeah. And it's the story you had yesterday, David, where Karen Bass says, yeah, donate to my campaign and tax dollars will go into it.
Yes.
What was it, 5 times?
Yeah.
It was like a 5-time match. Yeah. For small dollar donations.
Yes. So your tax, you may never vote for this person. You may never vote for that party, but your tax dollars is going to that person.
Yes.
Yep.
What a scam it all is.
Of course.
Absolute insanity, man. Crazy. All right, it's that time. We do it a couple of times a day. Go around the table. It may not be the biggest story out there, but it caught your attention. You want to bring it in. David, today, what's your story?
As somebody who has just recently reseeded a lawn and is very, very proud of the grass that has grown, there used to be a gravel pit in my backyard. I dug up all the gravel a few months ago, and I planted the grass seed, and I've watered it. I've cared for it. I am a grass daddy, and I am very proud of the grass that I have grown. This cracked me up. When President Trump was showing off new landscaping at the White House, they put down grass seed to restore the lawn, and he got philosophical about it.
Really? I'm still trying to get over you calling yourself Grass Daddy.
It's an infamous lawn mowing company.
I guess so. Okay.
You know, grass has a life like humans have a life. And this is all going to be right now. It's put in. If you come back in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, it's in shock. But you come back in 2 or 3 weeks, this has all been redone. It's all been topsoiled. In other words, we put topsoil, brand new earth on top. Lot of good ingredients in that earth for grass. If you're grass, you're very happy. And this grass will look so beautiful. If you remember, it had big sunken areas in here, and it was pretty bad. It was in bad shape. But this grass was the highest quality. It was given free of charge by Scotts Miracle-Gro. Scotts. And Scotts is a great company. They actually contributed to my campaign. I must be honest. You'll figure that one out. And they said to me, sir, we'd like to replace the grass at the White House with the highest quality grass and do a real job. So, Scotts, I want to thank Scotts Miracle-Gro.
All right. 7 times you mentioned Scotts.
Well, they had a contract.
You said Scotts. Dang it. If he just didn't have the S on there.
Scott!
That would be great.
Well, I too use Scotts Miracle-Gro, and it did wonders. A couple weeks of
He holding the bag when he said
no, he wasn't. I'd like to see him out there with a little broadcaster, just like rolling back and forth. Right. Make sure you're doubling up on that, you know.
Oh, that's great, man.
You got to make sure you're putting some high-quality compost over that to make sure that the seed doesn't get too shocked by the sun. You know, you want it to all stay in place, not get washed away by the water. You know.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, that was great.
I think I'm changing my story to something else. I gotta take care of this though. But Scotty, what's your story for what's your story?
Well, as you guys probably know, the Prince Harry and Meghan are on their way back to the UK. Apparently they informed King Charles over the weekend that they were coming back. They said they're gonna hang on to their Monticello estate and their property in Portugal. But people are throwing a flag on the Santa Barbara County one. In Monticello, records are showing, by the way, that their company, Rockbridge LLC, bought the 7.38-acre estate for $14.65 million back in June 9th of 2020. 3 days later, the company took out a $9.52 million loan from City National Bank. By the way, this is an adjustable-rate mortgage, starting at 2.49%, capable of going as high as almost 8% by 2030. No refinance on the books either. They calculated the loan runs somewhere between $40,000 and $43,000 a month on a standard 30-year term. That's north of $480,000 a year before taxes. They add all this up and what it's costing them to live there. It is remarkable the amount of money. The county tax obtained by the New York Post shows the bill climbing every year they've owned the home. From $136,000 in 2021-22 to $141,000, then $144,000, then $146,000, before landing this year at almost $150,000. Add those 5 years together, and Harry and Meghan have paid roughly $721,000 in property taxes alone since the first assessment. And this goes past what the insurance cost, what the gardeners cost, what everything else cost. So people are like, well, they can say whatever they want, but this is a financial decision. They're getting the hell out of Dodge while they have a chance.
Got it.
And they're going back to the UK on this thing.
So,
because everything they've touched stiffed. I mean, everything that earned income from them was a bomb.
Yeah.
His book, his stupid book that came out that nobody bought.
Yeah.
Then she had the Netflix series.
Yes.
They had a Netflix series together, the podcast. Yeah, the whole thing's a disaster. So tail tucked between their legs, they're heading back to the UK. They can sponge off Chuck for a while longer.
All right, for my story, David, you mentioned you're the grass daddy, and it reminded me, I'll just bring this in. I hope I'm not, you know, making anybody uncomfortable. My daughter, my youngest daughter, her high school boyfriend, and they're still friends. Great kid. Well, he's not a kid now. He's a young man.
Right.
Because he's graduated from college. He was a high school pitcher. I think you probably remember me showing you clips of him. Whatever. His name's Ben.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Ben's got his first teaching job at a school in Southwest Missouri. Right? And he's going to be the first year baseball coach. And he goes to look at the field and he sees it. You talk about disaster. Mm. And he put it on Instagram like, here's the project. I'm going to try to make this into a nice baseball field. Okay. And so he starts this thing. And this was just within the last week or so, where here's day one and here's how I'm going to work to do this. And well, I think here's part of it. You can hear it.
To a work of art. We are over a week on this project, guys, and the numbers continue to blow my mind. Here's how many followers we're at. Here's how many total views we're at. And here's how much money we've raised.
That is 53,000 followers. 1.9 million views, $11,000 raised.
All right, good for him. Huh?
Yeah. Because it was a dude, even the equipment, there's flat tires on the Gator.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, the weed whacker is leaking gas and just weeds and shrubs all over this field. And I'm looking at it just after a week. It actually looks like a baseball field. It's really cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and so
guys,
I think.
Thank you so much for the support. I cannot emphasize this enough. Without you, none of this would be possible. I appreciate you guys watching. I appreciate the comments, and I appreciate the love and support.
So it's really sweet. It's Project Field Revival, and I think it's one of the guys from the grounds crew of the Mets has been now in contact with him to give him tips.
Wow.
Well, it looks like a disaster, like you said, but I can't imagine like playing shortstop or something with that field.
Yeah, he's
going to one hopper, take your head off. I mean,
I think by the spring, it's going to be a great baseball
good.
Field.
Good for him.
Good for Ben. Yeah, I thought it was really cool. All right, we got to get to Nimrods of the News and a news update next.
Pump up the volume.
Business moves fast. Orders roll in, deadlines close in. When you ship with USPS Ground Advantage, you can keep up with confidence. Every package stays in our secure network from dock to door. And with nationwide reach, dependable tracking, and upfront affordable pricing, you get built-in peace of mind. You run the business. We run the routes. Visit usps.com/groundadvantage to learn more.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month. Small Business Edition. Today's recipient from Terry's Tiny Homes, Terry! Sure, as the only employee of her company, Terry was probably the front runner, but saving money getting personalized discounts with a commercial auto quote from Progressive, well, that gave Terry the edge. Over Terry.
Terry! Terry!
Keep awkwardly chanting your own name, Terry. You deserve it. Woo! Be your own Terry. See if you could save in as little as 8 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text SPARK to 215215 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text SPARK to 215215. That's SPARK to 215215.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, this is Nicolas Cage. When you're a teenager, there are a lot of things going on that can produce stress and anxiety. The pressures of school, dating, and the future in general can seem overwhelming sometimes. But there are healthy ways to deal with stress, ways to reduce it and channel your energy in positive directions. And you don't have to do it alone. The Will Rogers Institute has a free booklet with some really helpful information.
For your free copy, visit wrinstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Hi, I'm Jeff Gordon. As a four-time NASCAR champion, nothing is more important to me than winning a race, especially the race to cure children's cancer. Each day, more than 40,000 children are undergoing cancer treatment at hospitals throughout the United States. Cure Search for Children's Cancer supports the research and treatment for 90% of those children. Only research cures children's cancer. Join the Jeff Gordon Children's Foundation in supporting this winning team. Get involved at CureSearch.org.
Cancer is a big idea for a small child.
She dreams of being a figure skater. We're trying to figure out what to do next.
Each school day, two classrooms of children are diagnosed with cancer.
The doctor said there's hope.
I'll be brave, Mommy.
If I could just take her place.
It's okay, Daddy.
Only research cures childhood cancer. Give today. You can help fund this life-saving research to conquer childhood cancer. Visit CureSearch.org today.
Hello, this is Michael Douglas. Pneumonia can be dangerous, especially for older people and for those who have diseases like asthma, emphysema, or chronic bronchitis. Fortunately, there's a vaccine that can immunize people against one of the most common forms of pneumonia. If you're over 60 or have a chronic lung disease, ask your doctor whether a pneumonia vaccine would be right for you. It could protect you from a serious illness or even save your life.
A message from the Will Rogers Institute. Visit us at wrinstitute.org. Asthma, chronic bronchitis, emphysema, tuberculosis. These pulmonary diseases affect millions of Americans daily, and if you already suffer from one of these ailments, then you're well aware of the problems that you face. For over 75 years, the Will Rogers Institute has provided health education and research for all. For more information, visit wrinstitute.org or call toll-free 877-957-7575. And find us on Facebook and Twitter, the Will Rogers Institute, since 1936. Kathy Ireland for the Will Rogers Institute.
Are you worried that your kids aren't spending enough time being physically active? The best fitness is family activity. Ride bikes, play soccer, or just take a walk through the neighborhood. The important thing is to get your children moving with you. For more information on family activities and fitness, call the Will Rogers Institute.
Call toll-free 877-957-7575 or visit wrinstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
The Markley Van Camp and Robin Show. You know, those frozen drink machines, you look at them and it's like, okay, I'd like to have one, but they're crazy expensive. Or it's like some cheap piece of garbage that you use twice a year and you just put it in the, you know, closet for the rest of the year. But it's a totally different experience with the Chef Man Slush Ease Max. It gives you the commercial-sized frozen drink experience right on your kitchen counter, but without the premium price.
Yeah, it's really easy to use. The control panel is, it lights up and it says, hey, what do you want to do? Are you mixing a cocktail? Are you mixing like frozen coffee? Are you doing a traditional slushy? Just press the button. Tell people, basically, it just says, hey, tell me how, well, firm or slushy you want it, and we'll do it. It's great. I love the thing, and it's really easy to keep clean. I'm lazy. I hate cleaning appliances, and, well, you'll be able to use it a lot because it's not something you dread at the end of it.
Yeah. Check out the Chef Man Slush Ease Max. How am I doing?
Good.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. Great frozen drinks, easy to use, won't cost a fortune, and right now, save 25% with the code MVCR. Go to chefman.com and use the promo code MVCR. Again, chefman.com, promo code MVCR, save 25%.
Very good. All right, we
ran
out of time.
I got it!
Yes, you got it.
When the going gets tough.
Damn it, this is too hard.
The dumb get dumber.
All right, Dean.
It's Nimrods in the News on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
I love the poorly educated.
All right. Nimrods in the News, we go to Iowa. That's where a 45-year-old postal worker by the name of Jill Brown's been arrested. Why? Well, she's stealing Menards rebates from people's mail and then redeeming them herself.
Well, dang.
Homeowner complained about the rebate being missing. Hey, where is it? Menards reported it's been redeemed. What? They figured out that Jill had cashed it in and had done it many times over a couple of years. Guilty, and that's Nimrods in the News.
Running a small business is a daily balancing act. One late shipment, one price hike, one employee issue, and your whole month, maybe the entire year, could be in trouble. That's where LendSeek comes in.
I needed $100,000 fast to keep up with inventory demands. LendSeek had me funded the same day I applied. Between their AI platform finding the fastest deal and a dedicated funding specialist guiding the process, it couldn't have been easier.
Our AI-driven platform matches your business with the right program from over 100 funders, up to $2 million in as fast as 24 hours. Don't wait until it's too late. If you've been in business at least 2 years with more than $500,000 in annual revenue, qualifying is simple. No collateral, no out-of-pocket costs, no hassle. From lines of credit, term loans to revenue-based financing, LendSeek is open for business. Apply in minutes at LendSeek.com. That's LendSeek.com.
Peek-a-boo. Peek-a-boo. Smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby. I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.